Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Sasha and Naomi situation will get worse. Plus, new scrapped Fiend plans have been revealed. And which ex-AEW star set their foot on fire this weekend? For Monday, May the 23rd, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Talk about what happened this past Monday night when Sasha Banks and Naomi let us all down. The WWE Women's Tag Team Champions walked off the show and walked out of the building during Monday Night Raw. They were supposed to take part in this, the main event, the six-pack challenge, where the winner would be next in line to face Bianca Belair for the Raw Women's Championship. However, Sasha and Naomi took the Tag Team Championships into the office of our Head of Talent Relations, left them there, and then promptly walked out of the arena. Their actions disappointed millions of WWE fans and their fellow superstars. So because of what Sasha and Naomi did this past Monday night, they have been suspended indefinitely. And we will have a future tournament to crown the new WWE Women's Tag Team Champions.
It is going to get worse before it gets any better. A warning from WrestleVotes yesterday regarding the situation that is ongoing between Sasha Banks, Naomi, and WWE. This follows less than a week ago their walkout on Monday Night Raw before the show, unhappy with the creative direction that they were following that night. WrestleVotes, the full tweet says, "After talking to a few people, I gather this Sasha-Naomi situation is going to get worse before it gets any better. While the majority of the support online is in favour, it is quite opposite with management." So we've seen since what happened on Monday, we heard the comments from Michael Cole on commentary on SmackDown that you heard just a few moments ago. Pat McAfee trending as a result of that. His reaction to Michael Cole's comments, seemingly distancing himself without speaking from those, got him trending on Twitter for a while on Friday. So those comments from Michael Cole echo the sentiment of WWE management towards Sasha Banks and Naomi currently. And we've also seen not only their titles vacated, not only both of them suspended, but we've also seen their merchandise removed from WWEshop.com and their WWE Facebook pages taken down as well. Naomi, in the meanwhile, has removed all WWE references from her social media. Sasha and Naomi both seem to be carrying on outside of WWE. Sasha was spotted over the weekend having a lovely time at a gig and carrying on as if nothing was happening. Snoop Dogg shared a photo of himself with his cousin Sasha on Instagram, quite an arty photo there, with a caption simply reading "Bloodline," presumably showing support to Sasha Banks, his cousin, family over anything else in this ongoing situation with WWE. According to Wrestling Observer, speaking of Sasha Banks, they're saying, the Observer, that Sasha was upset earlier this year with Ronda Rousey getting a main event WrestleMania title match that WWE had allegedly planned for her. As a result of this, she was given the Women's Tag Team Championships. And we heard from a couple of other sources how her plan was, if she wasn't getting the match that she wanted, she was going to make the absolute best of what she had. Hence why the frustration with the creative around the Women's Tag Team Championships last week that led to what we saw, or what we didn't see, rather, in the hours before Monday Night Raw. This certainly is an ongoing situation with Naomi, Sasha Banks, and WWE, and we will let you know more when we know more at cultaholic.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Matt Hardy was on The Extreme Life of Matt Hardy, as he is wont to do, and he revealed some scrapped plans regarding he, Jeff Hardy, and The Fiend. Matt says, there was a pitch to get me to try and re-sign my contract when I was doing the angle with Randy Orton. This is back in 2020. They were also going to do something besides the angle with Randy Orton. They said a big match with Bray at WrestleMania. And they said, what if we did something now where Bray is doing something as The Fiend and people are trying to stop them? Then all of a sudden, there is an appearance of a very hardcore Matt Hardy that shows up. And then this Will-O-The-Wisp or a hardcore Jeff Hardy shows up. They squash these guys out and run them off, saving The Fiend. But they're very serious characters. But then we see the talk show where Bray is Mr. Rogers, the Firefly Funhouse he's alluding to, and he's talking to all the kids and he's having the show, and then you see broken Matt Hardy and he shows up, Will-O-The-Wisp shows up, and they're all part of the show as well. So you guys are like him, but you work as a tag team. You have like a Fiend type of character version of yourself, then you have a broken Matt and a Willow, and then you were also doing that deal, which sounded very cool and awesome. But I also knew at the time that would probably last 6 or 7 weeks, and then it would be done. So I was already mentally checked out at AEW Bound. What could have been, potentially, with the Hardys and The Fiend? Johnny Gargano was on the Bob Culture podcast. He was chatting about his time in NXT as the leader of The Way and how it was meant to be a little bit different. He said it was going to be a lot more serious, but I just kind of felt like with everything going on with the pandemic and with COVID and things like that, I felt like NXT just needed a little bit of levity, a little bit of funniness, silliness, goofiness, and I was happy that I was able to provide that. So the original plans for The Way were to be a much more aggressive, much more serious team, but I'm kind of glad that we got the funny instead. Best wishes to Will Ospreay. He missed out on Rev Pro Epic Encounters last night as a result of a kidney infection. Dave Meltzer providing an update this morning saying he's suffering from a kidney infection, and as of a few hours ago, he had a 104-degree fever. He was scheduled to headline York Hall today and defend his British title against Minoru Suzuki. It's serious business, and until the infection clears, he won't have an estimate of when he can return to the ring. But what he has is no joke. Ospreay said he was as miserable as he's ever been, but he can't stand up without feeling he was about to faint, and he gets bad sweats as well as bad chills. A horrible thing, a kidney infection, and we send our best to Will Ospreay. And our best wishes to Joey Janela, who on the weekend set his foot on fire.
Joey Janela! Flaming super kick! That shit ain't going out, kid! Get him some fucking water! Referee, come on!
This is bad. That shit was on fire. Everything's on fire.
So, he required immediate assistance on Saturday night at GCW Maniac, where during his match with Drew Parker, he decided that it should end with a bang. So he attempted a flaming super kick, whereby he doused his boot with lighter fluid and set it on fire. However, after the flaming super kick, the fire wouldn't go out. Several water bottles were thrown into the ring, and several people worked very quickly to get the fire put out on the boot. Now, Joey Janela is okay. They put out the towel with a flame. He looked in some discomfort to the closing moments of his in-ring work at GCW, and he then went back to his hotel room, shared a tweet which included a Photoshop of his foot on fire with the caption, "Trying to go to bed, but it still won't go out. I've already spent $36 at the vending machine on 7 bottles of water. I've tried WebMD as well. Any suggestions?" He's in good spirits, despite the fact that he set his own foot on fire on Saturday night, is Joey Janela. On the Cultaholic podcast feed today, it is a Monday, and it is the Cultaholic Classic Raw Review. Jack Atkins, the rambunctious Jackie Orlando, and myself are watching every episode of Monday Night Raw from the very beginning, and we are heading towards WrestleMania 12 in 1996. Some interesting developments on this week's episode of the show, including the debut of a WWE Hall of Famer. That'll be on the Classic Raw Review a little later on today. On the Cultaholic YouTube channel, check out 10 more wrestling comebacks that should have never happened. Some people we are happy to see make a return to the ring. Some, not so much. We'll break those down at youtube.com/Cultaholic. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.